Oh, come on, you guys can do better than that. Come on, God woke you up this morning. I know you got a lot more than that. Come on, if I was at a football game, I'd be like, oh, ooh, 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 ooh. Y'all in the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what y'all playing with? Come on, you got to show me what you're working with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be up before you long. Can y'all just let me flow the way I flow? Can y'all not hold me till y'all Sunday pastor preaching? Pastor, can I just do me the way God let me do me? Because if y'all try to get me to be somebody else, you're going to be disappointed when you leave. Amen. I'm going to get all of the formalities out of the way. I want to give God the honor and the glory for the priest and the priestess of this home, Pastor Brenda Frewster and Pastor Robert Frewster. Would you guys give it up for them? Hallelujah. I thank God for her heart and her vision. I'll share with you a little bit more the reason why I thank God for her heart and her vision for this. But above all, out of all of the places that I've went to speak, she was the only one that said, do what God told you to do and nothing more and nothing less. And that speaks volumes of your heart. So I thank you for that. And I'm honored to be a part of this great movement of God. Thank you so much. I praise God for Evie. Is it Evie or Edie? Evie. I thank God for Evie. Evie has showed great hospitality from the moment you have assigned her to us. So thank you so much. That shows us and that speaks greatly of your leadership ability. So thank you so much for that. We appreciate the agape that was shown towards us. I see you guys, some of you guys out there. I see some of my terriers in the house. All right, all right, all right. HHS in the house. What'd it do? Hillsborough. I see my peeps. I see y'all. I got the contacts on. I can see. See, y'all, these ain't my eyes for real. I bought them. You can, too, at Vision Works at the nearest Walmart next to you. But you got to have a prescription. Want to thank God for those that traveled with us. We have those that came from Kentucky and those that came from Georgia. We thank God for these ladies. They took off from their jobs to travel with us. We thank God for them. So we praise God and I honor you. I thank God for my armor bearer, my sister, my eldest sister, Ronnie. I thank God for you. She serves me and she serves me well. I mean, she serves me. When I can't take my own stuff off, she have to help me. Because, you know, after preaching, stuff cramp up. You know, you've been unsweated. And I'm in my middle senior years. I ain't no spring chicken. I might look it. I'm faking it to y'all. But I get back to that room and stuff don't work right. Be like, hey, Ronnie, help. Girl, I'm down. She be like, come on. Thank God for my eldest daughter. She said, I don't have to say elders, but I got to let y'all know how good I am. God's grace and mercy has kept me. Hey. Want to thank God for my other mother, none other than the evangelist Lottie Reed. I thank you so much for coming out. Yes, thank you, thank you. And I thank God for my other sister, Crystal. Thank God for her, yes. Thank God for my God sister, Venus, for coming. I'm going to stop calling names because I'm going to call names and I'm going to miss some of y'all and y'all going to inbox me on Facebook and y'all going to storm me and y'all going to be coming after me like David boys was coming after David just after they had been friends. Y'all ain't going to do me like that. We ain't going to do that. We ain't going to do that. We going to stay friends because I ain't going to call no more names. But one more. Good to see Michelle in the house. I'm telling you, we go way, way, way back. Good to see her in the house. Yes, yes. All right, I'm going to stop. Oh, wait, 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 wait. Hold up, hold up. Wait 1 minute. Let me put some real stuff in there. Hold up. I was just finna mess up. Now, I left all the way from Georgia. Lord have mercy. And see, some of these preachers get up here and do this, and they be lying. They don't even like their husbands. They get home, they be cussing each other out, putting them out on the sofa. My husband ain't stepped on the sofa a day since we've been married. And if I'm mad, I give it up, baby. Because ain't now one of y'all finna get my sexy chocolate. I wish you would. I got his head so messed up, he won't even look at you. You could be bucket naked and he won't even look at you. You could be handed to the berry, baby. He won't even notice it. Man going east, north, west, south, and everywhere, but he be thinking the next straight up. I want to thank God. Y'all better mess y'all man head up like that. Quit playing. Laughing and carrying on. You better go home and play with him. Get him to stand up. I told y'all got to let me be me. Don't put me in no church box. Don't put me in no church. The reason why some of the people in the church marriages are falling apart is because y'all want to be preached to instead of talked to. Y'all going homes and your houses all messed up, but you done shouted and gave the preacher all your money, and your man don't like you and you don't like him. You just waiting on payday. But I like my husband. I love him. Oh, God, I love him. Oh, yes, I love him. He loves me. We like each other, too. That's the key thing about it. We like each other. But I thank God for my knight in shining armor because he truly rescued me. I was Rapunzel up there stuck waiting, and instead of the wicked witch, I was held captive by the tricks of the enemy, one bozo after the other. He was the third James that I had got entangled into. Can I help y'all? I'm going to get to the message, and I'm almost finished already. And one bozo named James, to God be the glory, because if it was not for him, I wouldn't know how to appreciate the one that I got. Went through 6 years of domestic violence. But I thank God for that woman of God right there. Because the last time he beat me, oh yeah, it was the last time. But I thank God on Lake Avenue. He beat me up and down Lake Avenue. The police come shining and wilding on round up in there. But the first thing she said to me when she came, when we got out of that situation, she said, "I'm so proud of you." She said, "Sheila, you made it out. Some people didn't make it out." I didn't understand the magnitude of those words then. See, we so busy judging people, saying, "Why she's so stupid and keep going back?" It took me 6 years of going back to, you don't always get it when you think you got it. But it took me 6 years of going around and around and around and around on my stuck place for God to give me the message, because he understood if he pulled me out of it too quick, I won't get the message. So I was, "Is that Auntie Charlotte back there? Hey, Auntie, where my cousin? That's my cousin over there. Hey, I see you, Tan. I see my folks in the house." I was going round and round and round and round and stuck. Had God all up in me, been in the church all my life. But the church ain't had nothing to do with helping me get unstuck. Many a times the things that people are stuck in, we gripe and we complain and we try to pull them out of it. And when we're helping them, we're hurting them. Because God said, "I got them on the potter's wheel. Whether you understand it or not, I'm doing something with that vessel. I'm making and I'm molding, and I'm about to make me somebody that I can take to the nations and talk to people that ordinary people can't talk to." See, I'm crazy enough to tell people that I used to get beat. I don't care. Because you know what? I'm delivered, set free. And that's the reason why the state of Georgia is about to get, I'm signing a contract for the whole entire state of Georgia Department of Housing Authority to go in there and teach their managers how to treat women that are in domestic violence situations. Because I'm bold enough to open up my mouth and say, it took me 6 years. You know what? The woman of God said she was proud of me. Sometimes it takes people to be proud of you in your mess. Sometimes it takes people to speak to you where you are before you can get to who God going to call you out of to be. Many of us are damning people in their broken state. But I believe it was the Apostle Paul that made it on shore on broken pieces. But nevertheless, he made it. Went on to write 1/4 of the Bible, but he made it. We're messing with people's destinies, trying to help them. My mama kept on putting her hand in it, messing with it, trying to help me because she wanted better for me. And she thought I didn't want better. Nobody want to be stuck. But there's a time and a place for everything. And when you get it, baby, you got it.
Yes.
Went through that bozo. Yes, yes. Met another good-looking bozo named James. And I thought I had done hit the jackpot. And I hit crap. I crapped out. Met my knight in shining armor at a wedding. And the raw. I said, tell me your name, anything but James. He walked off. But see, what y'all don't realize, I was saved, sanctified, filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I was married to King Jesus. So it didn't really matter to me that he walked off, because every night at 10 p.m., me and God had a time that we met with each other. I had a bubble bath and some candles lit up, and I had my scriptures lit up, and I was singing and I was praising unto God in the bubble bath. I was so into God, I didn't need no man. He came back. I said, dude, what's your name? He said, you told me not to tell you my name. I said, well, I'm going to give him another chance, being the fact he walked past me. Tell me your birthday, anything other than March the 24th. He says, March the 25th. I saw a hamburger. Shell, I was like, God, but what I didn't tell y'all that night, I heard the Lord clear as day told me that if you don't go to this wedding today, you're going to miss your husband. I laughed like Sarah. I said, yeah, right. And I remember at the end of the night that I was about to mess up what God would do. I said, God, now I want you to know if you're sure about this thing, because me and you got a good thing going on. I said, I really don't feel like messing up what me and you got on, because, you know, he ain't even cute. See, y'all want to play with it. Y'all be scared to talk about y'all husbands. I said, he don't even make fast dope money. The boy go to a government job making legal money. What's up with this? I got to wait 2 weeks before I get some money. At least with the dope boy, you get beat up, but you got paid for it. I said, I was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but my mentality hadn't changed. I said, Lord, you show you want to mess with this. And I heard God laugh at me. That thing hurt my feeling. He laughed at me. I said, well, I'm going to talk to him since you want to laugh. And I want you to know that everything that the man of God promised me, he have done that and more. People look at me and say, oh, the woman of God, it's not me. He's my wind beneath my wings. He really is the power behind the S on my chest and that cape on my back. He really is my secret weapon. He really is the one that let me go shine and take all the glory while he's in the shadow doing the work. He really is all that and then some. And the thing about it is he's so doggone handsome. He looks real good. And you know what? I be waiting on every 2 weeks now. I said, honey, we get paid today. Tell the Lord thank you. Lift them hands up, boy, and tell the Lord thank you for that money. He said, girl, you're so crazy. I believe the woman. And you know what? I have not tried that. I'm like David. I have not tried and proved that. That is not unto me for my weaponry. I'm going to go with what words. How many of y'all ready for the word of the Lord today? I believe the woman of God's title today is her conference is Her Destiny 2016. But the theme is He's a Keeper. Do y'all know what a keeper looked like if he came to you? Can you identify with him, and do you know what to do to keep him if he came? I want to talk to you. If we had to have a message title today, it would be Talk to Him.
Yes, Lord.
Ladies, can we talk about how to talk to him tonight?
Yes, yes.
Cause see, y'all talking to him and you got the wrong language in your mouth. You cussing him out. You telling him what he ain't. And you got to get some what you are's up in your mouth.
Yes, help us.
Get your Bibles and go to the book of Judges, chapter 14. And we're going to go from, I told y'all I'm in my middle senior year, so y'all got to bear patience with my eyes. We're going to go from, you know, it's the thing about in my middle senior years, I got these contacts on. They work for me to see y'all. But they don't help me in this progressive stuff right here. So, you know, I got to kind of enlarge my territory so that I'll be able to see what thus said the Lord. So we go to Judges chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, and then we're going to jump over to Proverbs 31 and 1, and then we're going to conclude with Ruth chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. I'm going to give it to you again. We're going to start off in Judges 14, verses 1 through 3. We're going to go over to Proverbs 31 and 11. And you know what? Scratch Ruth. The Lord just said, go somewhere else. So scratch Ruth. I'm going to do what the Lord said do.
All right.
It says, and Samson went down to come on, tell me that word, girl. Say it, somebody educated. Timnath, girl, you're so smart. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. That's my sister. Y'all give it up for her. Come on, don't act like y'all being scared to praise another sister. She said that thing with authority. Timnath. Y'all saw how she did it? She did it. Timnath. Come on, now help me out on this. Help me out on this thing right here when we say it together. Let us say it together, sister. And Samson went down to
Timnath.
Y'all heard that? Oh, yes. Give her another hand clap. And saw a woman in Timnath. Of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, somebody said, uh-oh, it's a problem already. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman of Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. And then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never, boy, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And let me know that this woman wasn't the first woman, and this wasn't his first rodeo. And Samson said unto his father, just go and get her for me, for she pleases me well. Now this is Samson, the Nazarite, the one that was from birth to be holy, set aside. One that had standards that a man was not supposed to do what the next man was supposed to do. But Samson has looked over unto the women of the Philistine. Now, I'm not going to go there in homiletically and homogestics and homiludics and 450 thou. Is it the wordesses of the lordesses to you all? But he went over to the women of the Philistine. Somebody that was not of his own kind, nor pleasing to his father. How many of you know that you got to have your parents' grace and favor to bless you into a thing? So Samson's response, let me know, he really didn't care what his dad and them said. All he wanted to do was to fulfill the lust of him own self and pleasure himself in that thing. And so we see in the scripture, Samson then went to this Philistine. And let's just say he heard Eddie Murphy's song, I like to party all the time. Party. So he went to party all the time. And he fulfilled his lust with this Philistine woman. But then the Bible tells me over in the next chapter that he went and got him a prostitute. So that let me know his flesh was going wild with him. He went and got this prostitute. And then after that, he goes on down and get him Delilah.
All right.
Now he gets Delilah, and the Bible said he was in love with this girl.
Right.
And Delilah, if you look it up, Delilah was fine.
Right.
In order for we go down to the other scripture, she had to be smelling good.
All right.
So when the wind blew, he smelled her. He saw her. He had to have her. He didn't care if his father liked her or not. His flesh said, you got to have it, baby. And she began to talk to old boy. But then in the scripture says that the Philistine men came unto Delilah and told her, look here, gal. We understand that you are a secret weapon.
Yes.
We all, not some, but all of us men have decided that we're going to get together, because it said Philistines, plural.
Yes.
So we're going to get together, and I think it said 1,100 pieces of silver each. Mm-hmm. Said 1,100. Now, you talking about all the men.
Yes.
The Philistines.
All right.
Not 33 pieces.
Right. No.
Worth more than betraying Jesus. Oh, 1,100 pieces of silver each. Say, we want you to bring old boy down. Now, what's so special about Samson?
All right.
Samson, the strongest man.
Yes.
But they say, we know you got what he need.
Yeah.
So we say, they say, we need you to go do you. Obviously, this is Delilah's profession. She's professional at bringing men down to their knees. She's professional at finding their weakness. If you will, say that she was their secret agent. And so they had given her assignment, and obviously she accepted it. And so old boy was in there just chilling all up in her lap. Just chilling. Smelling everything he could smell, just all of the fragrance, and then you know they bathe with the different fragrances to entice the aphrodisiacs, if you will. So he's up in there, and she asked him three times. He made a fool out of three times. Said, "Come on, boy, you know you love me." He said, "I love you, girl. You know I do. I do." She said, "Well, then tell me where your powers lie at, boy." First of all, Samson, you should have been getting out the camp right then and say, "Okay, I'm through.
Yeah.
I'm gone. Deuces."
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he had already had her.
Yeah.
So, see, the weakness came after the experience.
Yeah.
Because all of his strength was up out of him at that point. So she had already subdued him with what she needed to weaken him. And so she gave him pillow talk like many of us wives. We captivate our husbands on the pillow. And we begin to manipulate them when we've been given the power to make them. But instead, we have our own agendas that we so busy trying to get our husbands to do what we want them to do. So we begin to lay them on the pillow after the fact. And we begin to talk about every and anything that's going to work in our favor. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Because I can go prophetic with you and go there. And we begin to talk what we want to talk about in that pillow conversation. So Delilah said, "Tell me where your strength lies. Give me a justice, Phoenicia." And he laying there, them big old seven locks of hair braided, and just laying in it, hair just laying in a lap. And she said, "Oh, Samson, tell me where your power lay."
All right, working.
She's stroking him. She still got him touched. She ain't left him without a touch. She ain't took her fingers off of him because she kept that communication, letting him know that we still in the moment. Samson, tell me why, where your strength lie. He said, "Oh, girl, da 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 da." She said, "Okay, go to sleep, my love. Rest well, you deserve it." Da 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 da. Philistines, come in here. Samson, the Philistines upon you. Samson said, "Wow." She said, "Oh, Samson, you've tripped me. I thought you said you loved me. Come on, Samson. You keep making this fool." Like, y'all know how we do. We get them crocodile tears. "You keep. You don't love me. If you loved me, you would tell me, because ain't I your best friend? We're supposed to be best friends. No woman ever loved you the way I loved you, Samson. You know I can have any man in the village, but I have chosen you, one of not my own kind. And you have chosen to be with me. And I put everything on the line to be with you. And you just don't trust me. I'm so heartbroken. I'm not going to be able to face any of the women in the town. Because everybody's husband and boyfriends know everything about them. And I know nothing about you, Samson. You're the strange man, and I know nothing about you. If it was a Philistine man by now, I'd know everything about him. Samson said, girl, look. Look now, we've been at this for days. And the Bible said, Samson, y'all want me to get up and hardcore preach to you? Y'all want me to just stand up and flat? Because I can go there. Okay. So the Bible says Samson became so sore and vexed unto death. She ticked him off so bad, he wanted to die. He wanted her to shut up. He said, look, girl, now look here. If I tell you what really, really take my strength from me, will you shut up and just come on, let's do this thing again? She said, Samson, just talk to me, baby. Just talk to me. I'm your girl. You can talk to me about anything. Samson said, look, for the last time, please just leave me alone. I just want to go to sleep, and I want to just go to sleep. He said, if they take my hair, he's going to be just like any other man. She said, for real? Oh, baby, go to sleep. You don't work hard tonight. Go to sleep. But what she didn't realize is she had a king right in her lap. She was treating the king like Joe Blow. And Samson woke up to be captured like Joe Blow. But on the other hand, you got my sister Ruth, who had a woman in her life. The Bible says there's safety in the multitude of counsel.
Yes, it is.
Your girl said, we need to be saved because my husband's undead. Mother-in-law around here talking about call me bitter. Don't call me by my first name no more ever again. Just call me bitter. So something got to be done. Somebody got to save destiny.
Right.
She said, look, I'm still young. You old. You can't go out there and work. Let me go out there and do what I need to do. She said, but hold up, before you go, let me school you.
All right.
She said, you finna go over there in the field of Boaz.
All right.
She said, you got an advantage that the other girls don't got. Vote Boaz some kin to us.
Yes, yes.
She said, I happen to know the inside scoop on Boaz.
Yes.
She said, what I need you to do is do this, 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 and this, and I need you to do it just like I tell you to do it.
Yes.
See, she understood the importance of the words that was being spoken to her.
Yes.
And she went on out there in the field and she began to work.
Yes.
She began to work. And she began to work. And old boy noticed her one day. He said, who is that gal right there? I ain't never seen nobody working that hard out there. All the rest of them girls be out here lazing around talking and with them other women and just out there in the field. They said, oh, that's your girl. You can't know to the end of the story. She said, he said, for real? So she went out there. And she kept working. One day, he said, come on over here and have lunch with me. She said, okay. So she sat down at the table with him on the ground, the picnic table. And he began to talk to her. And she began to act like a lady. And she didn't think like a man. Y'all listen to Steve Harvey if you want to. She began to be everything that a woman was. And she began to sit there in his presence. And she let him talk because she understood the words that was coming out of his mouth. She could go and take it back to her teacher and tell her teacher what he was saying. And the teacher can go and instruct her on her next move.
Yes. Yes.
And so she began to talk to him. And she said, well, you know what? I'm not going to eat all my lunch. He said, well, why you ain't going to eat all your lunch? She said, I got to go take something back to my mother-in-law. Did a Loretta Levine. Hope he looking. Yeah, I hope he really looking. For real. No, I hope he looking. He said, girl, I'm here feeding you now, and you going to think about your mother-in-law? He said, hold on. Y'all pack her mother-in-law some lunch. He said, now I want you to eat that right there. He said, pack up her mother-in-law some lunch for her to take back to her mother-in-law. So she went home that evening. Her mother-in-law said, who is it coming in this house? She said, oh, it's me, Ruth. Oh, look what I got for you. She said, gal, where you got that stuff from? I ain't tell you to go get that. I told you to do something else. She said, oh, no. Boaz gave this to me for you. She said, for me? He gave that to me? Oh, okay, well, come on, let's sit down and talk, child, and tell me everything that happened today. I need you to say something to me. So she said, he told me to take this to you. Well, girl, how he knew to bring that, tell you to bring that lunch to me? She said, I was thinking about you, and I knew that I had to bring something back, you know, for you to eat, too, because you needed to eat. She said, yeah, I did need to eat. She said, you did good today. She said, now I'm going to tell you what to do tomorrow. She said, now tomorrow's, when he get ready to lay down, she said, I'm going to need you. First of all, girl, here, get no, don't get that perfume right there. That's too loud. No, that's when you already got him. No, don't get that frankincense and myrrh. That means you got money already. Hold on, girl, because you ain't got what you need right now. Hold on. Let me go over here in my old reservoir and get this stuff here. All right, look. Put this dress right here on. I'm going to need you to tie up your hair because you got to look helpless. You got to look like a damsel in distress. But I need you to be a cute damsel in distress. Tighten up your clothes. Don't put them too tight that you can't work because we want to make it look like you're working hard. She said, then put that one on right there because it's going, when the wind blow, it's going to stick to you. But it ain't going to wear off when the sweat hits you. She said, that one going to stay on you all day long. She said, now I'm paraphrasing. Don't y'all go try to witness to nobody and tell them this. This the movie version. Y'all know how Paul and Jan used to do it. They gave you the movie version. So she said, put this on, y'all. I'm like, come on, follow me. Come on back. Ain't no commercial time. Don't get no popcorn now. She said, put this on, get this, do this right here. And she said, y'all can't know that part yet. So she get up the next day and she's going out there. And she out there just working. I mean, she working hard. They go back and they say, oh, girl, I picked all your girls. He said, for real, she a worker like that? He said, dang, man. They said, is that girl fine? He said, well, you know, I'm past her age. I ain't even finna look that way. He said, man, that girl fine. You better look over there. He said, I ain't gonna do it. Not even for the vine. I ain't gonna do it. He kept on. So well after a while, like the old people said, well after a while. He had to lay it on down. He laid it on down, y'all. And the girl was listening to Naomi in her head. And she was trying to figure it out. She had when the right time. So she looked and she said, this must be the right time. And she was telling me right here because it got to be it. So she looking around, looking at all the other women. They out there just playing like they working. Some of them done went home because it's getting dark. She was like, Father, may I? Shoot, I'm going to go. And then she said, wait, I can't wake him up. She said, I'm going to do this. Ooh, her knees knocking. But she don't want to sweat because you go to sweating down, the old girl go to. So she trying to hold a skirt in between to make sure that the skin don't touch and the sweat don't mess some things up. So she holding it together so she come down and she ease over the bam. Y'all know how you be trying to get into bed without waking your husband up? And you don't want to go too far off, so you want to get a little closer to him. So she over there on the side of him, so she's trying to get up there. What am I going to do now? She looked down and saw his feet were covered up and hers weren't covered up. Mother, she said, this ain't the picture either. She eased over there. She got his cover and lifted up. And he said, hey, what am I going on here? Because he was a righteous man. He didn't want to be accused of nothing that he wasn't doing. See, some people tell you that it was some wrongdoings going on right there, but I'm finna break it down for you.
Go ahead.
Come on now.
He said, hey, Lord have mercy, Jesus. What's going on around here? He said, Jesus, because Jesus came there. Don't start lying. He said, what's going on here? She said, oh, Lord, it's me. My Lord, it's me. Your girl, Ruth, the one that have served you in your fields. He said, Ruth, because you're kind of elderly. He said, Ruth, that's you? But what you doing up underneath my blanket? She said, oh, no, my Lord. It's not like that. She said, all I'm asking you to do is to cover me. He said, well, hold up. Hold up. Ain't you? Man, hold up. Wait, get up from underneath there. Hold up. Get the cover. Oh, how we going to do this, him? Oh, he's sweating because he's looking around because the Bible, go back and read your Bible. He's looking around. He's trying to figure out if anybody done saw this girl get up. Y'all got to go back and read your Bible. I can tell right now some of y'all don't read your Bible or you ain't picked it up in a long time. You trying to figure out if I'm telling the truth or not. I read my Bible. So, she's up there. He's trying to figure out if anybody saw this girl roll up in on him. So, he said, now you just get that cover right there. I'm trying to figure it out. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, and he old. He said, oh, Lord. What we gonna do him? He said, hey, didn't your husband die? Didn't you roll up in town with Naomi? Now, when you married, he going down the history of this thing. He said, when you married the Naomi boy that got killed? She said, yeah. How you got it? We got a plan now? He said, hold on, wait a minute. He said, now we gotta do this right because we gotta be blessed by God. He said, we can't do this wrong. He said, no. He said, keep that blanket right. I'm thinking. Okay, the law said,
come on.
We got to take it to the men in the family and go down the bloodline. He said, and if one of them decide to take it, girl, we're going to pray not. But he said, if one of them wants you for me, I can't do nothing about it. He said, that was just the plan of God. We just going to let it roll out the way it rolled. He said, but in the meantime, we're going to pray about this thing. He said, we're going to put some prayer on it. Y'all remember Birdman said put some speck on it. He said, we're going to put some prayer on this thing. He said, okay, so we got to go through the chain of command, through the bloodline. He said, and if none of them don't want you, I can buy you, girl.
Yes.
She said, you can buy me? She said, well, what we got to do? He said, first of all, we got to get you out of here unseen.
Yes. Yes.
He said, but I ain't going to sing you out empty-handed, girl.
That's
it. So he told the servant, he said, servant come back with a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
He said, now cloak her and cover up that she can't be identified.
Yes.
He said, I want you to find a way of escape so she can get back to where she need to go at.
Yes.
Unidentified. Why? Yes. Because he didn't want the people go lying on her and saying that she slept with her and taint her and go and get her image all messed up.
Yes.
He wanted her to stay pure in the eyesight of the people in the
yes.
town so that when he got ready to marry her, he could not be denied because she could not be called a harlot. So, she gets on back home. She roll out all the stuff, just barley and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do with barley. Make beer, I guess. Oh, that was me used to drink Budweiser. I'm sorry. Budweiser. She rolled out the barley and stuff. I can't tell y'all what the other stuff, but I can tell you what the Budweiser. It wasn't a light one either. Oh, 40, that's the cheap man's bill. And then had nerve to put in a glass and a straw. How about that? How about that one? A sister was a queen before she knew it. Yes. So she got back and she rolled out all her stuff on T. Charlotte. And old girl said, what, Tahoe, you must be putting on in bed. He gave you all that. She said, oh, no, I ain't doing none of that. She said, well, wasn't that the plan? I sent you there to go make it happen. I wanted you to make it rain, girl. She said, no, let me tell you what happened. She said, well, go ahead, tell me, girl, you're going too slow. She told her what happened, Evie. And she said, really? She said, okay, you in there now. She said, okay, just sit here and wait. She said, I know Boaz.
Yes.
Boaz is an honorable man. He gonna go before the court tomorrow.
Yes.
And he gonna do what he need to do. But see, what y'all miss in between us, when old girl had Boaz's ear, she was talking to him.
Yes.
She wasn't talking to him. She was talking to him.
Yes.
She was stroking his ego, saying, you know what? Oh, what a beautiful feel you have.
Yes.
She said, oh, your barley is the best barley in town.
Yes.
She said, I like the way your men work in your field and they tend to everything that you have. You got some good workers. I like that. Oh, and your home, it just seems like everything is running according to the way it needs to run. You are a good headsman of your states. I like that about you. He said, yeah, you do. He said, yeah, they say I do pretty all right. Yeah. He said, yeah, you like my field? Oh, sometimes a little bald head. Sometimes it don't produce everything. She said, no. This the best barley I ever seen in this side of town. I ain't seen nobody with this many acres of barley. No, you got it going on. Your barley is, you can smell your barley all across town. So now what's happening? His chest sticking straight out. He old, but he the man. Stuff in him that ain't never been woke up before in a few years woke up. I bet when she left that day, he was daydreaming all in the sky singing, dancing in the rain. And he's out there poetically just speaking to himself, and he's singing love songs that he ain't even never heard. He was prophetic, singing Toni Braxton, not another love song, because I done found my baby tonight. He's out there under the stars, but she had done got to him. She got to the right place. And he's just singing and he's excited about it. So when he had done got the attention and knew what needed to be done, he got up the next day. He just got to the court early. I believe he got there all early. The elders out there, just the old men just sitting out there doing what old men do, just talking trash. He like, hey, how y'all doing? What's up? How you doing, cuz? What up, bro? Y'all know that gal, Ruth? They say, yeah, that gal, the widow that came in town with that old bitter Mara. He said, yeah, Naomi girl. He's like, yeah, didn't her husband get killed or something? They're like, yeah. He said, yeah. So he let them talk all kind of bad. You know, he's like, yeah, that's her, man. That's her. That is her. It was like, yeah, you know. He said, but you know, she eligible. It was like, man, who want that? You know that girl come from a bad lineage. Who gonna mess their seed up with that and have them bastard babies? No, not me, man. I ain't touching that right there. I got to have me some children that's gonna carry on the lineage. No, you ain't putting that in my seed. No, no. He said, you sure you don't want a man? You eligible too, man. You sure you don't want him? They were like, no, I don't want that. I wouldn't even wish that on nobody. He said, you sure? He said, dog, you sure. My man, it pretty is, you know, kind of bad deal there, but you sure. I want, you know, there's a man you thinking about his own. You know, he didn't want to lie at all, so, you know. She was like, man, if you want to get her, you sure? He was like, well, look, I already got the round, so here go my shoe.
That's it. The right shoe.
And he got him. Then it makes me think about my last gal.
Yeah.
There was a story where there was a man named King David.
Well.
And there was a girl named Abigail.
Oh,
and Abigail was married to a fool by the name of Nabal. Y'all amen. And y'all know where this gwine at right here. Y'all know where it's gwine. And so old gal was married to this him fool. So how many of y'all done married a fool one time or another on your first marriage? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know what? Y'all, my sister, stand up. Everybody clap for these sisters. Y'all stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Y'all survive. Ooh! Yes, these the real women. They made it out.
Yes.
Now, y'all that didn't never get married. Y'all didn't never get married and had some fools exist. That includes you, too. That was me. Because, see, I got 4 babies and 3 baby daddy. That's more like Mary Magdalene, not Mary the mother of Jesus. So y'all go ahead and figure that out when you get home. So old girl is in the house just tending to her business. And David said, you know what, guys, we're going to stop. We're coming into the neighborhood of your boy Nabal. And we're going to go ahead and watch their sheep herd in time. We're going to go ahead and watch over their stuff. And they said, okay, well, we're going to cramp it here. But David said, I want you to go down there to Nabal and let him know his son, David, is out here. And while we are here, we're going to go ahead and take care of everything of his. And if he'll just go ahead and send us some food in return. They sent over there to Nabal. Nabal said, who? What bastard is this asking me for my food? He said, who is the son of Saul? Who's the son of Saul? Now, first of all, you just asked, what bastard is this?
Yes.
He told you, your son, but then you referenced, because you didn't know who David was, but you referenced to him being the bastard son of Saul.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
So that lets me know you already know who I am. You already know I likes to get down and fight. You already know I don't mind throwing down. Yeah. So they let me know you trying to mess with my head. Yeah. You trying to talk to me and get all up in here and stuff and trying to belittle me. You know people belittle you.
Yeah.
And so he's up there. He said, okay, who is this David that I should give my stuff? That I've gleaned and I've gotten rich off and he want to come through town and talk about I'm supposed to give him my stuff? Like, child, please, you better go down there and tell David he better go on somewhere and quit playing with me. So David's servant coming back, he said, David, my Lord, look. And I imagine the post servant, he was scared to even tell David. He said, look, Nabal said, you can go on about your business, he'll need your help. David said, what? No, I ain't hear that. Come here and say it again. He said, basically, my Lord, he said, he don't need your help. He said, okay. We done watched this fool stuff.
Oh, Lord.
We done made sure nobody didn't steal from this joker.
All right, Jesus.
While we was out here in his field, I'm going somewhere, y'all. I'm finna lock it up for you.
Yeah.
While we out here in his field, ain't nobody took nothing. He ain't missed nothing.
Right.
And you gonna tell me this joker talking about he can't send us nothing to eat? Did you tell him David was out here? He said, yes, sir. That's when he called you a bastard. Okay.
All right.
Saddle my ass up.
I'm gone.
He said, I'm finna get everything that pissed on the wall.
Yes.
He said, every male that can reproduce and work for this joker, I'm finna cut it off at the joint.
Yeah.
He said he'll never be able to rise up in riches and have somebody working for him again. I'm finna get every man in his kingdom.
Jesus.
Abigail's servants got wind of it. Y'all seen that man on Bojangle that Samuel L. Jackson played? I imagine. No, what the Samuel L. Jackson character was? I don't know what his name was. But I imagine that's the way the boy that was helping Abigail looked like they coming to get us. They coming to get us, sure enough. They got, that old fool you done married. My lady, you smart. What we going to do? She said, look, get me some figs. Get me 2 bottles of wine, 2. David got 600 plus men or so. 2 bottles of wine. Anybody know why she asked for 2 bottles of wine? Just 2 bottles. She asked for all these clusters of grapes, feed cakes and stuff. She said, now you get all this stuff, fix it up. She said, now you go before me and I want you to ride fast. And she said, when you get to my Lord, you let him know Lady Abigail is on the way.
Yes.
She said, but you better ride. She said, and you better get to David before David get to us. She said, go with the fool, go! He went to dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. David just riding that. Just riding. David sheening on pastor. Everybody said, hey, my Lord. David said, I'm gone. Oh. She get down and she saddle down before. She said, my Lord. It is I, Abigail, your handmaiden, your servant. She humbled herself and bowed down before him.
Yes.
He said, what you doing down there? She said, my Lord, I want you to understand I know who you are. She said, don't let that fool, Nabal, cause you to do something that's going to ruin your destiny and your purpose.
Yes.
He said, what you say now? Can I sit down there with you? She said, sure, I prepare a lunch for us. And I got 2 bottles of wine.
2 bottles.
I sent some stuff over to your servants, but I got 2 bottles of wine. Because, you know, have you ever seen the bottles of Canaan, the Canaan wine? They're only little bottles. So it was one bottle for her and one bottle for him. So she said, "Eat, my Lord." She spread it out for him, had a little blanket, probably child. It was one that she crocheted for herself, honey. It probably had all kind of designs in that thing, honey. It probably had little hearts and floating, what's the thing, the little man that be naked with the arrow? Cupid. Yeah, probably had little Cupids on there and little falling. You know, when you like stuff on Facebook, now the hearts just fall all out the sky and stuff. Probably had little floating hearts and stuff. So she's down there just talking to him. Bad, no, I put on eyelashes today just for y'all so I can show y'all this. And she just batting that perfume just flowing in the wind. She got that Chanel number 5 on. Not the 4, the 5. And it's just blowing in the wind. Her makeup is on point, baby. That face been beat by a mule. It's on point. That face is snatched. The hairline is all backed up, baby. She is on point. She's sitting there talking to him, and she is all poised. And he said, "Now, tell me some more of that stuff you was talking about, Abigail." She said, "Well, my Lord, Nabal is a fool, but I know there's a king inside of you." She said, "But if you shed blood, God can't use you." She said, "And you're going to mess your destiny up messing with a fool." She said, "Uh-uh, my Lord, I can't let you do that." She said, "Uh-uh." She said, "If you leave Nabal in the hand of God, oh, he gonna mess that boy up so bad, he ain't gonna be able to recover." She said, he said, "You think so?" Because see, right now she could have told him bubblegum was the best thing that was ever invented and hadn't even been invented yet. And he would have believed anything she said. She had him eating out of hand. He said, "Really, you think that's the way God wanted?" She began to talk about the heart of God concerning him. See, all them other women David had, ain't nobody had talked to his heart. See, Delilah hadn't talked to Samson about the heart of God. But this woman began to talk to him about the heart of God concerning his destiny. She began to tell him what he was before he ever even got crowned. She began to tell him what he was while he was on the run, baby. She began to tell him, "I know you don't see it right now. I know you can't see past running from Saul, but I want you to know, boy, there is a king in you. And you know what? You're going to be a bad to the bone king. And you know what? I can't wait till the day that I can look over there and I can see your crowning and you get to sit in that royal throne. Oh, I'm going to come by there and I'm going to see you one day." David said, "Yeah, you will. You're going to see me, girl. You're going to see me." He said, "All right." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm going to do just what you said. I'm going to leave that fool alone because I'm a king." Y'all boys don't know nothing about me. I'm David. I'm a king. Y'all wasn't even there when my daddy didn't believe in me, but this woman just told me God believed in me. I was out there in the field somewhere shepherding my daddy's sheep. But my daddy didn't believe in me. My brothers picked on me when I went out there. Oh, but oh, this woman, she spoke to me and don't even know me. She got a man, but she was able to tell me about myself. Oh, she's prophetic too. The boys were like, "David, you really think she got on? He said, "I know. That girl told me stuff that me and only the Lord talked about when I was out there with the lion. And the bell, when it came out there, and I prayed to my Lord. And I said, Lord, if there's anything good in me you can use, come on, help me to save my daddy's sheep." This girl began to talk to me about superpowers that I had then that I didn't even understand I was going to use for later.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Y'all know the story. That old fool that wasn't no king that was home, sitting there chilling, having a party, drunk as a skunk, didn't even have a clue. David was on his way to kill him. Oh, girl, sashayed in there. Oh, I would have wanted to be a something on the wall, not a fly, but I would have wanted to be something. It's a butterfly, yeah, or the wind or something. I would have been the wind, just free, leave when I want to leave. You know, I would have, she just walked in, sashayed in there. She said, "You know David was on his way to kill you, right?" And walked on off and went to bed. He said, "Oh, shoot. Bap had a heart attack.
Yes.
and didn't even recover.
Yes.
David out there. They said, "You heard the news, David?" He said, "What? Nah." There's always some news around here. They said, "Oh, Nabal, that fool died." He said, "What? He dead? Come here and talk to me over here." "The boy is dead." He said, "Dead. Dead, like he ain't coming back dead." Not only is the girl smart, she done inherited everything that your boy had. David ain't had no broke chick. Not only did he have didn't have a broke chick, he had a chick that was rich in mentality because she was maintaining everything that Nabal had before he ever died. David said, "Hold up, hey, your girl over there free?" They said, "But David, what about Saul?" Why? He said, "Who?" He said, "Wait, didn't she come with a chick with her too that was a handmaiden of her?" He said, "Oh, yeah, let's go." He said, "Abigail, oh, Abigail, oh, Abigail, oh, Abigail, come as thou as is down as to me as is tonight, your king. Here am I to pick you up. My chariot awaits you." She said, "I thought you'd never come." Thing of the matter is, are you like Ruth? And Abigail? Or are you like Delilah? You don't understand the power of your words. To understand you got a keeper. And that God sent you in the life of that man to make him into something out of nothing. Most of you trying to change the man from the wrong point of view, and you don't understand that God sent you in that man's life to birth him into his destiny. You so busy trying to make his mama birth him. His mama wasn't designed to birth him spiritually. His mama was designed to birth him naturally. And you can't see what you can't see because you stuck on wanting somebody to come to you perfect.
Come on, teacher.
Many of us women, when we get men, we already broken. But we expecting the knight in shining armor to come to us already fixed, whole, and complete with everything that we have need of. Let me help you, ladies. Just like we broke men, got broken stuff up underneath that shining armor. They're going through their own missing identities, but we don't know how to say the right words to them into making them from a fool into the next king. And God is trying to get us to understand there is nothing that we have need of in this world that's not in the Bible as an example. You want to smoke weed, they already got a scripture for that. They was in the temple sniffing it up their nose. You better go and read. You can't go, orgies, it's in the Bible. You better go and find. There is nothing in this world that the Bible does not have an answer to. Are you going to be foolish, women? They'll tear down your house with your own hands. Or are you going to be women by the power of the Holy Ghost that's going to speak to your man and not his bottom parts? We so busy trying to take the ways of the world and seduce a man with our words to get him entrapped by our body parts instead of speaking unto him and having the whole man. I can look at my husband with one look and have him captivated and weak with his knees. I'm up there preaching and people don't even have a clue. I'm saying to him, "Baby, and it's not even a sexual thing. What he's overflowed with is by me being used and yielded by the power of God to do exactly in that moment what I'm talking about that God has said to resurrect his people and to set the captives free." What he told me, he said, "Sheila, what I like about you is," he said, "you're going to do it at all costs." He said, that is beyond any beauty that a woman can have. My husband used to love himself some Neil Long. I used to have to fight to compete with Neil Long, and the man ain't had a long shot with him. I used to have to fight about that thing. But I said, "Hold up. No, cigarettes, you ain't finna have my husband," because you know she smoked them cigarettes. She think that's cool, which she used to. I said, "Look here." I called him one day. I said, "Come here, honey, let me pray for you." He said, "Okay, what's going on?" I said, "No, don't worry about it, baby. We finna handle this." I got me some oil. And I said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I said, you lusting demon, come out in the name of Jesus. And I bind the spirit of Neil Long in my house right now in the name of Jesus. Now, at first he was laughing at me because he thought I was playing. But I said, ain't no woman finna get up in his head before I can get up in there. See, that was what he brought into our marriage from the world. He thought that that was something he could play with. But baby, let me tell you, you can't play with them demons. When you see a spirit, you got to call it out for what it is. If you know your husband going to work with some extra cologne on and he got a new pair of britches and he ain't been worried about them holes in his britches and he going to work with some new cologne on and you done went by his office on lunchtime and the secretary, he hitting hard and extra hard at you, baby. You trying to captivate him and sit on his face, baby. You better begin to talk to him.
That's right.
You better begin to sit there and talk to him and hear what's going on, the words that's coming out of his mouth, and begin to listen to him. Nine times out of ten, if you let that man talk, you will hear what you're doing wrong. You will begin to hear his heart. In the book of Proverbs 31:11 said, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. Why does he safely trust her? Because he knows that she's not going to do him no harm. He knows that she's not going to be on the phone with her girlfriends telling how he ain't been able to last past 2 minutes.
Yes, yes.
He knows that she's going to appreciate if all he got in him is that 1 minute push, then baby, you flip it up, turn around, do what you got to do. I love it.
Yes.
All 1 minute of it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. You better find some stuff to event. Y'all see, y'all laughing. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm for real. Do you not know that most of the divorces in the household of faith right now are because a man won't put a toilet seat down? You rather get rid of your man for a toilet lid that he won't put down instead of just talking to him. My husband, when we first got married, he came with that mess. Now I was just, put the toilet seat down. I wasn't looking at the fact of all my junk. I'm going to bed with 20 books and expect him to crawl over the books.
Yeah.
But all I could see was him with that seat, just fussing at him like a chihuahua. And one day God said, can you shut up? I said, who, me? I was like, this, I was talking about him. It wasn't me, Lord, with him. Can you fuss at him? He said, no. He said, get that beam out your eye first. He said, when you stop fussing at him by that toilet lid, it will become insignificant and the devil will stop using him to leave that lid up.
Yeah.
I stopped fussing at him by that toilet lid. He would walk out the bathroom and he would go back. He said, hold on. He would go back and put it down. And come back and not even let me know that he put it down. And the Lord began to tell me he's working on it. Work with him. And I said, look at that sexy man right there. Went and put that lid down. Boy, you better go walk past me again. Go put that lid back down again so I can look at you walk. You better go put that lid down. Oh, yeah, big boy. Oh, yeah, I like it when you put the lid down like that. Show me what you're working with. But we're so busy tearing our own house down, we cannot build it up. Ladies, don't let the enemy take you. And I have a problem with, was it Millie Rice, a piece of man better than no man at all? I have a problem with that, but then lately I got okay with it. I'm going to help y'all, sisters.
Help.
If that man beating on you and cheating on you and abusing you, then it's time to dip.
Thank you.
Now, y'all may come back together later on. That's y'all business. If the Lord don't work on him and work on you. But in the meantime, you don't need to be getting your head beat and banged and all of that stuff. But let me help you something. If he's a keeper,
come on, help us.
Work with him.
Yes.
Build him up.
Yes.
Frame your world with your words.
Yes.
Begin to take that man and make him what you want to make him to be, and you become who he needs you to be. Don't just leave it out no one side that you got to make him who you want to be, because see, if it's one side and he's just pleasing you, eventually you still going to get a divorce. Why? Because you're not right.
Yes.
It's time out. We've got to become who God has called us to be, and God has called us to be a royal priesthood.
Yes.
Women that know how to use our word to speak power and have dominion. Women that go and see the destiny of that man before he ever realized that he had a purpose. Many of you right here in here got politicians in your house, but because you done dogged him out and you done told him what he ain't, he'll never be a politician. Many of you got men that are meant to be supervisors and bosses, but you know what? Because you done been bossing them around at home, they scared to rise up on their job.
Jesus, help us, Lord.
and they stuck. Because you done embarrassed them in front of their boys. They can't do what they need to do in order to be the man that you want them to save you. You want them to be a man and a boy at the same time. You want to have them at night a man and a boy and a puppet in the daytime. Come on, we got to do better than what we're doing in the church.
Yes.
The woman of God said he's a keeper.
Yes.
Now, I don't know, but when I was praying this week, the Lord said that there are some women who need to shut their mouths. You nagging at that man. And you don't even understand what's going on in his job. You don't even understand the weight of the pressure that's on him. But you still just nagging. And it's about me. And many of y'all want him to give unto you. And then I said, well, God, is that it? He said, no, on the flip side, there are some of those women that don't even realize that he's not a keeper. And you stuck. And you trying to make somebody a King David that's really a Nabal. And God said, you trying to speak life into a dead horse. And God said, you spiritually and naturally blind. He said, you robbing yourself out of your true identity and your true destiny. He said, you got to know when to hold them.
Yes.
And you got to know when to fold them.
Yes.
And sometimes you got to know when to walk away. Now, I know that was Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kenny was prophetic before the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all can laugh. You ain't got to look ugly in church. Because I ain't wanted to be so hard on y'all that you think I'm fussing at you.
Yeah.
God did not give her the vision.
Yeah.
That he's a keeper.
Yes.
For you to walk out of this conference the same way you came in here.
Right.
And many of you are going to hear this and you're going to have every good intention to go home and be nice. And the first time you get in that bed, you're going to go back with that hell in you that you had from the argument early. And he put his leg on you. You're going to kick him off of you.
Yeah.
And you holding that stuff back. And you want him to walk around and be true to you and you holding the goods. And the sister on his job is enticing him.
Yes.
He's a man, y'all. His body don't function the way your body functions.
Right.
He's not mechanically built the way you built. Don't tempt him.
Teach it now.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
There's nothing, let me tell you, there is nothing my husband and I don't talk about.
Yeah.
I said, doggone, that Idris is fine. I said, you know what, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. That's a demon. I said, honey, pray for me right now. I said, turn that off. That devil in my house, that old demon. Y'all think I'm playing, but I be serious. I tell that boy to lay hands on me. He be like, do I lay hands on you? I said, boy, you better pray because interest is fine. Pray. But y'all laugh. I had to stop looking at anything with Idris on it for a good little while. I ain't play with it. The demon set me up. Somebody put on Facebook him in the shower just glycerin. I said, it's demon. I bind it. Right now, I got mad. That's when I knew I was delivered.
Yes.
That's when I knew. I told my husband, I said, some demon put that mess on. I said, but honey, you know what? All I could see was your head on that man's body. I said, boy, you were fun. He said, girl, you a mess. I said, but I'm for real.
Yeah.
I said, boy, you know, hurry up, come home. I said, can you take a day off and just come home early?